This is the Origins Audio Experience, presented by Dulo. We're building an apparel business and documenting every step of the way. On this episode, we share our first impression as content creators.
Origins 14, soft launch, finally sharing with the world. In the previous post, we shared our thinking behind the decision to finally start putting out content into the world. For a chronological context, I'm writing this post roughly 1 week after we started posting content. It has been a week of learning and I'm glad we decided to go ahead with it, without any further delays. On the macro, our media strategy and main marketing pillar is to document the whole process. On a micro level, we have to split up the content streams into a few types of platforms. We have the written form or a blog, the video form or a vlog, as well as images. This week, we also give podcasting a go, and with that, we'll cover the main types of media: video, audio, image, and text. By getting our hands dirty on different platforms, we can gather some stats on how the individual mediums are performing, as well as begin to sense where our strong and weak points are so we can adjust accordingly. I feel it might be interesting to take you through and share how we feel about each of them so far, starting with the written form or a blog. Previous to our soft launch, we had about 13 to 15 pre-written blog posts that we were writing during the period that we weren't putting out content. Both me and Marin were writing and we felt quite confident that the quality of our blog posts would be okay, ideally improving as we go along, and that they'll accurately document our experiences and hopefully be interesting to read. Given we currently share one blog post every couple of days, the ones we had pre-written would give us a nice runway of at least a month, where the next content would be covered. During that time, we can spend more energy on video and images, where we had less experience. Moving on to images, and Instagram being one of our main platforms, we tried to create a system in which we'll have image content around other content we're putting out. For example, we are currently posting images on Instagram to promote every blog post, every vlog, as well as the two themed images, which are images of our label interacting with the environment and creative pictures in which the shape and form of our logo can be spotted. Ideally, in the future, a lot more image content would be coming from pictures of the shirts themselves, as well as people wearing them. We are very close to that moment, but for now we mainly use Instagram and images to promote other content we put out. Up next, my favorite, moving images, also known as video. This one is the most interesting, exciting, as well as the one I fear and respect the most. Side note, time for some context. I created my Instagram account a few months ago only so I can hack around and learn because of this business. I didn't use Facebook at all, besides Messenger as a separate app to talk to people. My last Facebook post is probably around the 2010-ish. A few vlogs in, compared to all other types of content, video is getting significantly more attention. Even with our currently small audience and data, it's clear that at this point, video is the one that might bring the most value and is clearly preferred by people to consume. As for me, I guess I have to get used to it. Video is where we really need to focus, explore, and improve. We need to work on storytelling and editing and see how to fit that in the overarching theme of the business and the processes that we are documenting behind the scenes. In the next post, we'll touch on some initial feedback from the community.
Thank you for listening to the audio experience by Dulo. If you enjoyed this episode, we would really appreciate a like, a heart, or a share.